This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Wow, welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and Cal Hunter. I just have to say, why am I sitting here in a studio with four walls when outside in the West Coast, it is absolutely beautiful. The popcorn on the trees is just out of this world. I'm telling you, pinks and whites and reds. The trees are just full of bloom because obviously in an area we live, it's a big fruit area. There's a lot of fruit farms around.
You know, I woke up this morning and to my surprise, like popcorn popping
right you before know, your
right
eyes,
right before my eyes.
On the apron.
I could make a handful. Make a tree, a popcorn, and that would smell so sweet.
You know, in Utah, everybody's singing along with you.
I mean, it wasn't really so, but it seemed to be.
Denise is going, what?
That is the joke that only folks in Utah will get, but
okay,
welcome to the show.
We love so.
Maybe Idaho.
Some Idaho.
Yes.
I don't know. Right. All I got to say is it's a beautiful day. Thank you for joining us on your Saturday. We're live 9 to noon Pacific time at all times. Live 9 to noon. People keep asking, how do I get you guys if our local station doesn't carry you? We'll tell a local station to carry us, but you can go to www.radiolawtalk.com and click on the live button, 9 to noon. We have podcasts, too. And not only do we have podcasts, they're easy for you to find something. All you have to do is hit the search button and mention what topic, and it'll find that podcast. Because, Denise, it's been 3 years now we've been doing this?
It has.
Coming up, yeah.
3 years.
It's been 3 years.
That's right.
Yes.
Todd, you got a lot more show, gray. I think. Was it April 1st, our first show?
Best 3 years of my life.
Well, if the first show is April 1st, then we're a month shy.
Well, we didn't record all of our first shows.
Yes.
So we...
Luckily.
We had, yeah, that's true.
I remember Cal back there just looking and watching us do our shows and just shaking his head and going, and I drove this far to have these numbskulls have a show.
Well, I still think of myself as the new guy because I came in full time. Oh, was it around June?
Yeah, that's true.
Of 20 when we started. So
we had the other Harvard guy.
But our first show you were on because we did the was it medicinal marijuana?
We did field sobriety test. It was the first thing I talked about when I came on was the field sobriety testing and what police officers look for when during a DUI stop.
Which, ironically, Todd had failed one of on the way in.
Well, you know.
Well, he's still in handcuffs, but the officer's standing there.
But officer, I just, you know, you're in trouble when he hands you the breathalyzer and you try to take a swig from it. That's just where things have really gone off the rails.
Actually, that's not it. It's actually he's got a overload of McDonald's is what he's got.
Exactly.
And that's a punch for McDonald's. But yeah, he loves his McDonald's, that's for sure. Hey, remember, call us at 855-LAW. Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go to our Instagram. We're gaining more and more followers. Unfortunately, probably everyone's 45 and above that listens to the show, and they probably don't have an Instagram, but that's okay. You can go to Instagram and follow us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, do not use this in a court of law, whatever we say. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. I'm telling you, you don't know how many times people, I'm sure, said, gone in if I could just mention Radio Law Talk, including the judicial system and judges. Can I quote Denise Turks? I wonder. No, I probably shouldn't on the bench. It's probably inappropriate.
Well, they're probably sitting there saying, well, the big debate is only whether they can quote Denise, because I think if it's anything you and I said,
yeah,
they know that's absolutely out.
Out and so, crazy.
Yes, they can't possibly do that. But Denise is the one that gives them a little bit of, well, it did make sense.
We're going to do a case or no case coming up, and we're going to talk about the Weinstein. He's found guilty. We're going to it's our take on it. We have some interesting discussion about what's next and some possible appeals. I'm telling you, we've said it here at Radio Law Talk. We're not always right, and we're not trying to be right. We've said Bill Cosby, we think he's going to win on appeal because that's still going on. I think there's a real possibility. I'm saying there's a good possibility. It's not out of the realm that Harvey Weinstein's might be overturned on appeal, and we're going to talk to you about why. And you know, it's just there's a lot of interesting dynamics going on, and judges are making a ton of decisions. And believe me, lawyers are not stupid. They're trying to set things up just in case for appeal, and that's why they're asking all these different questions and motions, and the judges know that. So it's a chess game. We're going to talk about the Disney family. There's lawsuits going on with the Disney family that is very interesting that not a lot of people are hearing about. We got to talk about Lori Loughlin, the college scandal case. Ooh, and I know Todd. The whole time I was studying this, I'm saying Todd's going to have a lot to say about this one as a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California. Mm-hmm. And there's some interesting things. We got to talk about the Hot Pockets heiress also. And the lady in Utah that went topless in her home is finally pled guilty, and we're going to say why. We got Hunter Biden we're talking about. We've just so much to talk about today. You can't miss it, but Weinstein is the most important one. So, but what we care about is one thing and one thing only, and that's case or no case. And, Cal, anytime you can roll the case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Here we go.
Yay! All right. Yay! Have it your way. Now, case or no case. Now you know that Google was not always the king of search engines. Did you know this?
It was
Yahoo.
Yahoo
was the very first king. But before that, there was a superior product called...
Hold on. I know it. I know it. I just...
Excite.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Excite. That was the big search engine, a superior product to Yahoo, but far less known.
Excite at the time, it was a superior product.
At the time. In fact, Excite was so good that Yahoo wanted to buy them for $5 billion. But the sellers of the owners of Excite said no. But then after that, after things, the market shook a little bit, Google came in. Three guys from Stanford.
You meant Yahoo tried to buy them. I thought you said Google tried to buy them.
Yahoo tried to buy Excite, and Excite said no.
Got it.
And then... no sale. The founders of Google had come a-calling, and they said, look, we'll give you $1 million for your search engine. Now, these are three college kids from Stanford, right?
Yes.
So, anyway, $1 million. Well, that large amount of cash sounded pretty good. CEO of Excite, Mr. George Bell, did not buy into it. And, you know, as it turns out, it wasn't a great idea, because now Google is worth $750 billion, right?
Whoopsie. And he probably was going to get stock in Google instead of the money.
It was going to go crazy. So fortunes won, fortunes lost.
Yeah.
And the CEO of Excite said, I think I should be able to recover some of those funds since they probably used some of my technology.
Oh.
And even though we have some limited time, I'm going to ask you very quickly, get your opinion from the beginning, or no case. What say you guys? What do you think?
Oh, let me jump on this. Fred's going to jump on this because I always say this, and sometimes I have to watch myself also. What's the old saying? Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. And you know what? The interesting thing is when you're in Excite, you have to, just because you're the first does not mean you're going to be the one that's going to make it big. Sometimes it's the second or third person come along that uses all the hard work of the first person that invented a widget or whatever, and you've got to watch that very close. So for me, that's very, very interesting. Just a side note.
Your classic example being Microsoft and Apple, using a lot of Apple
technology
for Microsoft.
And that's exactly right. But I have some thought about what's happening here. What date? You remember the date this occurred or not?
I don't.
Okay, we're going to talk about the date when we come back, case or no case. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to weigh in on this.
Yeah, if you're excited about Excite and you wish you would have bought Excite but you didn't, well, we're excited for you. Stay tuned. The answer to case or no case is coming right up right here on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, dear, we can't go out to dinner tonight. We're a little bit short. Yes, the Yahoo offering for $5 billion. Yeah, I turned it down, dear. We've got a $1 million offer. What? I'm an idiot. Are you divorcing me?
Right.
I told you to take the $5 million. Let's see, 5 billion or 1 million? Okay, whoopsie.
And now Google, remember, at this time, Google was run by three college kids from Stanford.
Yeah.
Right? So this was just a wide open playing field. This was crazy.
Oh, it was like the Wild West.
Yeah, it was crazy time.
And what's so funny, Cal, we're right in the middle of it going, we're investing in something else.
There goes a billion. There goes a billion. All this money passing by.
Who wants to buy into that? Let me tell you, I got anecdotal stuff. Did you know this is a true story? My father, in the late 50s or 60s, late 50s, early 60s, he told me about this new company that he had the opportunity to put money into. He didn't have a lot of money. He was a state worker. It was in the 60s, early 60s. And it was a thing, and he just didn't do it. His friend, a couple of other people did, and he thought it was a ridiculous bunch of rah-rah. And it was a thing called IBM.
That is
Armadillo. I'm dead serious. It's called IBM.
Everybody's looking. IBM? What's IBM?
Yeah, you know who was the worst at this? Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Mark Twain had literally hundreds of people coming up to him to invest. And the one guy that he refused was a fellow by the name of Alexander Graham Bell.
Whoopsie.
Some people just have no vision.
That's or no luck. That's it. Right. Okay, so we got Yahoo offering $5 billion to Excite, his CEO, and then it goes down. Now Yahoo takes off this little new company rolling in called Google, offers $1 million. He says no. So later on, Excite says, you know what? I think they're using a little bit of our technology, and I'm going to sue for copyright infringement.
Our searching algorithm. They stole our algorithm.
Okay, ready? Here's the answer. The answer is it is a case, and the case settled. Because I think during the time period when that was happening, I think somehow you have to build on building blocks that were there. And I believe Excite had some building blocks that Google stepped on or used to some degree. So I think it's a case, and it settles.
All right.
And I think Excite wins because they either get money, either they win or they get money and settle. One way or the other.
Or Google stock or some such.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, Mr. Kunin, what say you? Are you excited about Excite's prospects?
Well, I would say, similar to Fred, I think that it's a case and I think that it settles. I don't think this ever actually went to a trial. The difficult part about saying that they stole the algorithm is that the algorithm was created by any search engine has changed so many times. I mean, it is a constant process and they're still tweaking the algorithm.
Right, but Excite was in fact the foundational algorithm for searching on the internet.
That's
people
right.
just couldn't figure it out until these guys. I mean, these guys were really good, but nobody knew about them.
Yeah. So I say that it is a case and it's a settlement of some sort.
All right, Ms. Dirks, what say you? Case or no case?
Well, I have to go against the grain.
Okay, you're welcome.
Shocker.
I'm stunned. No.
I'm going to say no case.
No case, really?
No case.
Hmm.
All right. Well,
let me tell you how this all worked out, if I may. Those of you who say it was a case, Fred and Todd. Because, just in simple discussions, Google said, you know, we like your framework, but we want to replace your lousy algorithm with ours, which we know is much better. And he wouldn't sell. Excite guy would not sell because he did not want to let his baby out of the crib. And it cost him, first time, $5 billion, and the second time, $1 million. And that, friends, a disappointing moment for Todd and Fred.
Pig get fat, hog get slaughtered.
Yeah, that's how it works. Exactly right. And that's it for Case or No Case.
Okay, geez, that's 2 points for you. That's starting out the week pretty strong. So those of you guys, whoever want to comment, 855 Law Radio. But we got to talk about Weinstein. So we've been following Weinstein for months, and we've been talking about this for months. And this is kind of where the Me Too movement started. It was with Harvey Weinstein. And I told you about and I tried to find it on YouTube. I couldn't find it. But remember those roasts they used to have, Dean Martin roasts?
Yes.
So the Dean Martin roasts, they actually were roasting someone, and I believe it was Don Rickles was roasting some people. And he turned down and he looks down in the audience and says,
"That's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You all you young people think you know who you are. You Mr. Superpower, Mr. Producer, Harvey Weinstein." And it shows up him sitting in the front,
yes,
laughing with young ladies around it, near him.
And this was early on in his career, too.
Like he was 70s the, or
yeah, he was
80s.
He was the young buck. So
there we go. So anyway, the verdict comes back, and the verdict is an interesting one that we want to discuss. So it was basically 5 days of deliberation, and I heard one lawyer, a well-known lawyer, say in the media that that definitely goes against the grain, because after 5 days, it's usually a hung jury. The odds of it not being a hung jury are pretty rare. And that's what everyone was thinking. After 5 days, it's going to be a hung jury, because all you need is one that's going to say, you know what, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he's convicted of rape in the third degree and criminal sexual act. And we're going to talk briefly about what that means with Denise and I and Todd, but mainly Todd, because this is his forte. This is but here's some interesting notes. Some first notes. He truly does believe that he's innocent.
Oh, yeah.
I think he, in fact, they noted that what they saw him saying to his attorney, but I'm innocent. He said it three times to his lawyers, just stunned as he sat motionless, saying, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. And then he obviously has some chest pains. They put him in the cuffs and take him to the hospital. But we're going to talk when we come back about the interesting things of the different areas that he was charged with and how they apply. Rape in the first degree, rape in the third degree, were some of the, and then we had criminal sexual act in the first degree, predatory sexual assault, and then one other. I think I can't remember. There was one.
I think there was two predatory sexual assaults.
Yes, and so we're going to talk about those and go over them with kind of Todd, who that's his what area of law he specializes in. We'll be back. Not specialized, but does.
Yes.
Yep, that's right. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here online or on your favorite radio station. So don't go away. There's much more on the way.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has delivered on one of his campaign promises as the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Under the agreement, the U.S. would draw down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 within 3 months, with the remaining forces withdrawing in 14 months. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The agreement that we will sign today is the true test of this effort. We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure that Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists.
The United States spent more than $750 billion on all sides of the war. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Boys are weird. Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we have the pleasure of having a number of attorneys, there's three of us that sit here. I'm a personal injury lawyer. Denise does family law, but Todd is a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California, now has his own criminal law practice. Todd, walk us through what these charges are, and they're in New York, and how they apply or what he was found guilty of and not guilty of.
Sure. Well, he had five charges that he was facing. One was rape, one was criminal sexual act, and I mention those first because those were the two that he was found guilty of. But he also had three other counts that he was acquitted of, and the two of the most serious charges against him were being a sexual predator. And you know, the jury took 5 days, and what Fred said was correct, that oftentimes attorneys will look at that and think, you know, if the jury is taking 5 days, it really raises the likelihood that they're looking at a hung jury, not able to reach a unanimous verdict on all of the counts. And that's what's required. The jury has to, 12-person jury, it's got to be 12-0 on each count in order to convict. And so the question is, what took so long? And the longer it takes, the higher the likelihood that it would be a split decision, and therefore a hung jury. But we don't know which counts it was that the jury hung up on. It could have very well have been, yeah, you know, we find him guilty on these, that's the no-brainer, but we still got all five counts to deal with. And we don't know if maybe it was a quick acquittal on two counts, but now they're really wrestling with the last ones that they convicted on. We just know that the whole thing took that long. So this is really a split in terms of for either side, because on the one hand, everybody who wanted him deemed a sexual predator, which would result in life imprisonment, he was acquitted on those. He was acquitted on those.
The questions of the jury is kind of dealt more with Sciorra.
That's right.
One of the, I always forget the name of that, the special acts. The enhancement.
The prior acts.
The prior acts. They asked so many questions about her that it seemed to me that that's where their biggest argument was. They got stuck on the sexual predator claims, and it just seemed like they put a lot of time into that.
So let's go back and talk about that really quickly. The reason the prior acts, now we're talking about allegations that, or evidence that Harvey Weinstein had engaged in prior conduct against certain women, but he was not being charged with those in this case. It was being brought up to show what they call a modus operandi, common plan or scheme. All of that would have been to show he's a predator and this is how he stalks his prey. He did it in the past with this person, with this person, with that person, and he did it with this person here, the last person being the one who was in the, who Weinstein was charged for violating, right? And so the questions came about Sciorra and others, because those questions would have gone to whether or not he was a predator or whether or not they were going to limit their decision to the specific act at the specific time. And ultimately, they felt that they could not, on the evidence, determine that he was a predator. Last week, or last couple of weeks, we talked about the cross-examination from the defense, and the cross-examination went into impeaching those people, that evidence, about the prior act. So they won on that. The defense won on that. But they did not win, and the prosecution prevailed on the issue of rape and criminal sexual act without the predatory
nature. Yeah, with his age, it almost doesn't matter
exactly
how many. It depends on what the judge is going to sentence him with.
He's looking at 28 to 30 years.
Good, he could.
Yeah.
And then he's got his prosecution in L.A.
Exactly. I mean, it is not over for him by any stretch of the imagination. Now, after he was convicted, and Fred talked about how he said, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. Denise, when we were on the break, you raised an interesting question about why they took him into custody. Because they put the handcuffs on him and took him out. Ultimately took him to the hospital because he had heart palpitations, but they did take him into custody. You remember that question?
Yeah, I found it unusual because it seems like Stone wasn't taken into custody until he got his sentence. And a lot of people don't go into custody till after the sentence. So how come they took him into custody right after the conviction?
So these things are done on a case-by-case basis, depending on a lot of factors go into it. One is, what sort of a sentence is a person looking at afterwards? In Stone's case, the worst he was looking at was 9 years, and obviously on the original sentencing recommendation, and he ended up getting, what, 30-some-odd months? Or
40
months. But when you have a defendant like Weinstein, who's looking at close to a maximum penalty of 30 years, and then you consider that he also has other charges he's facing in other jurisdictions, and then you take into consideration his resources, financial resources, there is a very serious concern that the individual might flee. And let's remember that his status changed as soon as the jury said he was guilty. He was no longer presumed innocent of those charges. He was deemed to be guilty. And in those situations, a court will take somebody into custody. Let's remember the Roman Polanski case. He was out of custody, pending sentencing. He fled to France, and this was back in the late 70s when he fled. Roman Polanski has never come back. He's directed films that have won Oscars, for crying out loud, but he's never come back to the United States, to the Los Angeles County jurisdiction, to face sentencing for what he did previously, and that is what they're trying to guard against.
Yeah, Polanski right now is in the news because he's going to get one of the highest awards in France.
He won.
And he's, yeah. And
he won,
he,
right?
Yeah. And he won't go to France because there's going to be a big crowd, you know, upset with him because he's had other jurisdictions where he's had criminal acts against him brought, and he hasn't gone to those other places either.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a controversial person.
Well, here's another thing that here was my take on it. Remember, the DA is a guy named Cyrus Vance Jr. And a DA, everyone think, oh, is that the person prosecuting it? No, he or she is the boss,
yeah.
And they have someone else prosecute it. So the head DA in 2015 refused to prosecute this case in New York for the following reasons. There was no physical or forensic evidence in this case. This was purely a he said, she said credibility case, which the odds of district attorneys usually taking those to court are slim.
And this is in reference to the sexual predator.
Right. And so here's what's interesting about this. What's interesting about this, he said because of the pressure, it's clearly the pressure to prosecute him made him step up and prosecute him. And the district attorney became a target of protests. And even when he decided to put him on trial, the DA's offices was protested. You know, I kind of, how do I want to say this without being biased one way or the other? I'm not. That bothers me a little bit. And what bothers me is this, you know, there are a lot of innocent people. But there are innocent people put in jail. I'm not saying he's innocent on this one. Don't get me wrong. And I can't remember who was the one that said it better than one person that's guilty go
it's free
mm-hmm. than it's, multiple ones that are not guilty.
It's better than 100 people guilty go free than one innocent person spend a day in jail.
Or their life in the jail.
Yes,
that's exactly
yes.
right. And so that scares me a little bit. By pressure, this DA decided to go ahead and I'm not saying...
But that happens all the time. I mean, remember Rodney King and all the riots. Remember,
right.
you know, the society does pressure
right.
When they feel there's been an outrageous thing done.
Okay, now let me tell you the difference. Rodney King time and now. What have I always said is the problem right now? Social media.
Oh, social media.
Oh, yeah.
Social
yes.
media. So you are guilty until proven innocent. And it's so fast, it's
true.
So powerful, that automatically people say they're guilty or that, and they don't know anything.
Well, the one thing I would point out on that is when you look at the indictment or if you look at a complaint or anything like that, it always says the people of the state, in this case it would be the people of the state of New York in and for the specific county against Harvey Weinstein. So it's the people that are prosecuting, and who have the people appointed by way of an election to represent the people's interests. And so the people in this case would be saying, if you're not going to do the people's bidding like we want, then we will find somebody else that does. The thing I find interesting in this is Vance didn't want to prosecute because he said the evidence wasn't there. Weinstein was ultimately acquitted of being a sexual predator. So Vance's initial concern was correct, but then Vance comes out and in a statement says, Harvey Weinstein is a vicious, serial sexual predator who used his power to threaten, rape, and assault trick women. Well, wait a minute. He was acquitted of that.
Right, we're going to be back, and we're going to talk more about this. I'm going to talk about what defense lawyer Donna Rutano says and why this case may win an appeal. We'll be back.
More Video Law Talk is coming up right here on your favorite radio station and always, anytime, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Yeah, we're back talking about Weinstein case. We're going to finish it up this last segment. But a quote from the defense attorney for Harvey Weinstein is a attorney by the name of Donna Rotuno, who probably now has enough fame that she's going to become well known, and she argued in court. She said that that in the court of public outrage, okay, she argued in court that the public outrage over Mr. Weinstein's behavior had basically, you know, tagged him as a rapist without due process, and that's her whole thing that she's apparently sticking to.
You know, and I want to point out something on this. With regard to this case, because I know that there are probably listeners out there that might be listening to us saying, so what? Do you think he didn't do it? You're defending Harvey Weinstein? What's the big deal? And look at this evidence, and he knew what he was doing, and they're saying all of this to us right now. And the reason why I am specifically talking about this is not because of Weinstein specifically. I'm talking about this because if this is a process that is employed and it starts to set the precedent in terms of prosecution to use this against the Harvey Weinsteins of the world who might truly be guilty,
or pigs,
there is nothing that keeps them from employing the same modus operandi, if you will, against somebody that's truly innocent. And that's where it gets to be a problem. It's not that I raise this issue to protect Weinstein. I raise this issue because I'm concerned about the system. And I'm concerned about how this system, if this is used, can be used to convict somebody that is truly not guilty of the crime. That's my worry.
This started, in my opinion, with the O.J. Simpson trial, where everybody had to be out in front, where everybody was doing a news conference every day, and the whole thing was broadcast live, and people saw this thing play out. They made their own conclusions. How many of you honestly think that O.J. is not guilty? You know, I mean, if you were raising your hands in your car, he may have been found not guilty, but was he really not guilty? Yeah, right? Everybody has their own opinion.
Actually, yeah, I don't know.
I also think there's another time that this really played its hand out, and that is in the case of Ferguson, Missouri, and the police shooting, right? You remember all of this.
Yes.
It was a controversial time. Turns out that what people thought happened had not happened, but everybody got out in front of it. Everybody had their own version of the facts, and it was all over social media before the final report was
issued. And that's the issue, Cal, is social
media
now
right.
has blown it up so much
yes.
and so fast, our judicial system cannot keep up with it.
And, you know, so those are cases that happened before we started doing Radio Law Talk. But you look at stuff that we've covered since Radio Law Talk. Look at the liability, not criminal liability, but civil liability that news outlets have faced because of the whole Nick Sandman thing.
That's right.
Where they tried to say it was one thing, and then when you actually saw the whole video, it turned out to be something else. And it's this shoot first, ask questions later.
That's why we have disclaimers.
Yeah. And so it gets to be problematic. If it's problematic on a civil aspect, it's even more so when it comes to a criminal aspect where it's not money that's hanging in the balance. It's somebody's liberty, and they're going to end up spending time in jail. And that's where it's a problem.
But I will also tell you that the news business has changed immensely because of social media. It's no longer, here's your beat, go out and develop contacts. It is, let's react to whatever we see blowing up on social media rather than being responsible journalists. And it has blown up in the media's face so many times that the credibility keeps going down and down and down and down. When will the lesson be learned?
And that's Cal Hunter talking, who's been a newscaster for years, 20 years, 25 years.
Yeah, it has changed so much.
Yes.
That's not a business I even recognize anymore.
Yeah, it's very different because they fact check, they do all these things now, and it's instantaneous. They can now get it out there into the world. They can tweet, they can,
a lot of times
Instagram,
they
could do it. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. As long as people like the message and they retweet it, it's going to go, viral. And going viral doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah, no, that's big.
Yeah.
To go viral.
And look, you when you ask the question of what's it going to take to stop it, I know what is not going to happen. I know that it will not be as a result of governmental intervention. There is no way, even though the government will put restrictions on the Second Amendment and do things, there's no way when it comes to the freedom of the press and freedom of speech that the government is going to come in and try to regulate what a news agency can or cannot say. That will not happen. So the only way that it can is through the lawsuits. If it hurts their pocketbook, then they'll stop doing it.
I think that's key. I'll give you a classic example. There's one local news organization of which I am very aware that will take police scanner traffic and put what they hear, the initial call, police calls, and write up a quick story and plop it out on social media. A, it's kind of against the law to use the actual transmissions. They don't do that. But not verifying it, not fact-checking it, well, the cops say they got a body over by the river. Bam, it's up on social media. Turns out it's not a body. It's a homeless guy sleeping underneath a sycamore tree, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it out. Just the dead guy.
Right, right, right.
Because it's not
true.
Sensational.
But they have, but the cow on their side, they have to do that to stay ahead of their competitors.
It's a competitive situation.
It's so competitive now, and it's just crazy. And it's just, I just don't know how this country is going to react, both the judicial system and the news media can stay up on this. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in. But one final thing we want to talk about before the end of the hour. We have to get to this. Sentencing is March 11th. There's two issues that may come forth that may be appealable. The first issue is that the day of the trial started, or the day before, the L.A. District Attorney's Office announced that he is going to be prosecuted in Los Angeles after the New York trial. So that could be prejudicial to some degree. But the biggest bomb, Denise, was what? Is why do you think they might win an appeal? There's a juror that, what about this other juror?
Well, this other juror was an author, and she had actually written a book already about an older person who had a relationship with a younger woman, right? So very, very similar to what was going on before her, and it's going to be published coming out this fall.
Right.
And here we are. She wrote this book.
It's called basically about predatory men having relationships with younger women.
That's right. And I, when I first heard of this, we thought it was because she was reading a book about a teenager having a relationship with her professor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of this age difference and
right.
kind of a different kind a type of a relationship. And I couldn't see the connection, but when I found out she'd actually written a book about sexual predators and you know, it, very similar to a Hollywood type of a scenario, I could understand why the defense was up in arms.
Well, and does she have a financial stake, Denise?
Well, yes, she will.
Well, we can't say we don't, but she might.
Well, she may write another book. That's one thing. But we don't know how she actually voted.
That's true.
So we don't know what she did. And, Todd, you had said something to me that made me think. I always thought that you could, if you make an argument that something was not fair with the juror, I always thought that the juror got to be taken into chambers and you got to do like a deposition of that juror real quickly.
Yes.
So that you would find out behind the scenes what really was the truth of this juror.
Like during, you're talking about during jury selection?
Or
if it came up during trial, you take the juror in?
Yes, trial and then after trial, I thought it was
yes.
the same.
Well, after trial, the jurors are usually advised that, you guys, if you want to, you're free to talk to the defense and the prosecution if you want, but their requests have to come to you at reasonable times, and if you don't want to talk to them, you don't have to. So it's the juror's option. Well, my guess is there's a lot of defense investigators that want to speak with the jurors to find out what happened in the jury room, if this person that we're talking about, the author, played any part of it, maybe how she voted, what happened. I mean, I think it would be interesting if, despite all of this, she was one of the holdouts for not guilty.
The sexual predator part.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. So
yes.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that, though, you have to remember is the defense brought up a motion before they tried to kick her out, and then after they
during.
Were done.
During,
yeah,
too.
Well, they're done, but the verdict hadn't come back. They tried to remove her, correct?
Yes, yes.
And the judge said no. Cat, we have 30 seconds, and we have that.
Yeah, 30. We just had a caller call in, said there was an interview on a Dennis Prager show of a couple that sat in and said that it was interesting when the prosecutor made their case, media was all over it. When the defense made their case, not so much. The media does not have an obligation to report both sides. They're going to draw conclusions. That's what the world is now, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But anyway,
all right, we're going to be back. Second hour. Join us. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Radio Law Talk. We're having fun next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.